County and from Los Angeles with Dr. Mary Thomas.
Good morning. San Antonio is very, very different compared to what you heard before. So you need to think of a highly populated with a 66% obese Hispanic community that I'm going to be talking about. So our focus is creating healthier communities by changing the built environment. So the topic that I've chosen is improving the built environment and the neighborhoods so that we can increase the physical activity in the health disparity areas. And of course, there's no disclosure to make. As you've already heard, the time is very short, 2 years. And of course, the money is great. So San Antonio got $15.5 million from CDC to do this. But when we look at that, we use the MAP strategy, which is media, access, price, point of purchase, and social media. We used all of them to implement our built environment changes. And of course, the focus is that we want to reduce obesity and that thereby chronic diseases. And we are looking at whole of Bexar County, which has got a population of 1.7 million people, which includes San Antonio. And I think we exceed everybody's statistics. One out of every three children and two out of three adults are obese in our community. And of course, we see there's a lot of disparity in the south and western part of San Antonio, which I'll be showing a map of, whereas north and northeast, it's much less. And if you look at the Hispanic population, south has about 80% are Hispanic population. This is the kind of map which is talking about the obesity among children, which you see all the red dots, which has high number of obese children, and the yellow is the disparity area that we are working at. The data that we use to collect this is the fitness gram in all the 15 school districts, which has been done every year, but unfortunately it may not be repeated this year to get accurate data. And we use 2009 birth fit data, and also the Metro Health has the zip codes classification of all the high burden of disease. So we use these data to be able to identify the areas. San Antonio has got 10 council districts, so some of the initiatives are happening in all 10, but most of them are in council districts 1 to 5, which covers the disparity areas. And of course, when we look at that statistics, which also have, we also have to remember poverty levels, low household income, and families more than 20% below poverty lines. And they're all mostly in the west or the south side of San Antonio. And we've got about 10 to 12 zip codes with high burden of disease, which we have been able to collect from the Metro Health. So these are the target areas that we have been able to select. And of course, you heard from the other people, this is a mechanism that we also used. We worked with the non-health partners. And this is something for the first time which is happening with the health department, that we work with the other city partners. Now, already you've heard that we got money, so we were able to work with people. And we thank CDC for that. And of course, we worked with three city partners through making contracts and one local partner, which I'll be talking about. Okay, the four things that I'm just going to talk about today are the safe roads and intersections that have been done with the public works, and bike share program, which has been implemented by the Office of the Environmental Policy, then walking trails in libraries, city libraries, and also in SAHA. SAHA is the Housing Authority, which is a local partner, and we also worked with the Parks and Rec in by implementing fitness stations. Okay, the first goal is making sure that the city becomes walkable and cyclable. So we wanted to implement safe and accessible roads in for pedestrians and cyclists. And that has really caused a lot of changes in the built environment. And of course, if you have been to San Antonio before, now you'll see lots of changes, new things which are happening thanks to CPBW, which would have never happened otherwise. And we spent a lot of money in public works, but I can tell you that the city has been transformed in many, many areas, and of course with all the things that I'll be explaining later. And of course, we also have, just recently, city has passed the complete street policy and also the bike master plan. And we are very, very thrilled with that. That also happened with CPBW grant. And of course, we are also looking at safe routes to school plans for the three ISDs, which are in the disparity areas. And we are also coming up with the pedestrian safety action plan before the grant is ending. Okay, look at all the numbers. It's a lot of numbers. But then it's a lot of money and a lot of work. And we are trying to provide access to the people living in disparity areas. And we want to see changes, not in 3 weeks reducing the BMI, but in the long run, it's going to provide access free of cost for people who need to be physically active. So we have got ADA ramps, walking improvements, flashing beacons, traffic designs are being done in 12 locations, and also the crosswalks and pet signals. The one thing that I need to bring out is there is no policy change as such, but Public Works has selected all these sites based on the disparate areas where there is maximum improvement needed, where there is high impact areas like schools and parks and community centers and libraries, and where there are more density of population. They've selected all these areas in the council districts 1 to 5 to do all this. So that is definitely going to provide access to people who are using these. These are some of the pictures which are already been completed. By the end of the grant year, we would be seeing all the changes happening. And of course, these are all very common for the cities. Okay, the next initiative that I'm going to talk about is the bike share. Bike share is being done by the Office of the Environmental Policy. And of course, San Antonio downtown has got a lot of historic sites and a lot of visitors, Riverwalk and Alamo and all that. So we see a lot of people coming in. So we wanted to make sure that there is reduced congestion and improved air quality and also increased active alternate mode of transportation. And of course, that will also increase physical activity. So we have this bike share program first in Texas, and we've got many partners working with us, and then we've got maps and plans and also kiosks installed. And we've got daily and weekly plans. So this is the picture, and we have got about 14 kiosks which are running, and we've got many, many people who are using the daily passes. The third one is with the SAHA, San Antonio Housing Authority. It's a shared use agreement with this agency, which is providing low or subsidized housing for the San Antonians. We've got 61 locations, and we have selected 5 where we can have walking trails and fitness stations, and thereby we'll be impacting about more than 5,000 residents in 5 locations. And the good news about this is even the neighborhood residents can come and use the trails. That is the agreement already made, and so it will be open to the neighborhoods where these walking these locations are there. And we also will be having a bike share program. Thereby 1,000 bikes are going to be given out in the next 6 months, and we will make this available for this residents. So we can see one of the locations where we have about 1,400 feet of walking trail, and the yellow dots are the fitness stations that will be implemented soon. Actually, just started. Okay, the last one that I want to talk about is providing fitness stations in parks. We have selected 22 parks in the disparate areas where they have put in fitness stations. Already 14 have been installed. The remaining will be installed by the end of the grant period. And this provides free physical activity opportunities for the residents in the neighborhood. And of course, San Antonio is warm throughout, so people can go in any time, maybe 1 or 2 months. In summertime, it's difficult. These are the 2 types of machines that we are using. Some are stationary, some are located along the walking trail. And of course, we use media to promote to the neighborhoods through flyers and radios and TV spots for people to be able to know that these are already available and they'll be able to use it to improve their physical activity. And of course, we had print media also. So what are the successes that we had? And I can definitely echo what has been shared. Metro Health has been able to work with many non-health partners, and we've been able to share the burden with them. They never thought, okay, putting a trail is going to increase physical activity, thereby it's going to reduce obesity. No, but we have been emphasizing that. So they also have caught on the passion and the vision that CPPW has given. And of course, what the changes have happened is going to be there. It's going to continue to help people to have access. And that is something that we are very proud of. And of course, we are also very happy that Council Districts 1 to 6, 5 have got the maximum improvements. So we are happy that the disparity areas are touched. So what are the challenges? 2 years is a short time, and a lot of money is spent. So we want to make sure that it has been spent wisely, and that has always been a challenge for us. And there is always time taken to plan and prepare and do needs assessment. And we are really short of time, but as Robin said, we have been able to overcome that. And of course, health is not a priority for many of the low-income people. And it was true in India, it is true here. So which means to get people active, it's not always easy. But that is where we are going to work with our partners, work with the residents, neighborhood associations to implement that. And of course, sustainability is a question, but in what we have done here in San Antonio, I think they are going to be sustainable because our partners are already motivated to do that. And the lessons that we have learned, and I think most of us are, that we can network and do a lot more things, not just by a city department or a planning department or a public works department. As we work together, we can do that. And in the community on board, because when you do the needs assessment and community survey, they are on board and they catch the vision from us. And of course, there are some effects are short term, but we are going to continue to see a lot of results because of the changes in the environment. And of course, we had the funds, so that helped, and we hope that it will continue to happen in San Antonio. Thank you.